This is the Emergency Medical Minute, sponsored by Mile High Ambulance.
So today we're going to talk about adrenal-related issues. So what are the things that you would expect to see with adrenal insufficiency? Anyone? Any thoughts? What do you see clinically with someone who might be in adrenal crisis or adrenal insufficiency? Nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, lethargy. You could see fevers because it could be an infection that's driving it. Fatigue, they could be confused. So kind of a broad spectrum of symptoms that are nonspecific. And so the first part is to understand, okay, what is adrenal insufficiency? So what causes it? So there's primary adrenal insufficiency, secondary and tertiary adrenal insufficiency, right? Yeah. So primary adrenal insufficiency is generally going to be related to like cortisol, right? And all the downstream effects of that. But it's a mix mineral corticoid and glucocorticoid, a lack of both of those. And so with that, you're going to see a few things. So one is the mineral corticoid side of things is gonna can cause you to be hyponatremic, right? And the hyponatremia happens for two reasons. So one is that, you know, cortisol is what helps with the downstream with your ability to manage sodium. The other piece on this is that you have glucocorticoid, as in cortisol, affects your vasopressin release, right? And so these people will end up having diuresis when they don't really need to, or vasopressin is not secreted when it needs to be, right? And vasopressin being the things that help constrict. And so these people, generally speaking, won't be super hypovolemic, but they'll be floppy in terms of their vasculature. And so that means that they'll be hypotensive. When you talk about management of this, this kind of goes into why we give what we give. So when you have a person who's coming in, you know, who looks like with those clinical symptoms, kind of broad workup, but you have to actually have that on your differential to think about, right? And so the things that you're going to be ordering on top of your normal labs, looking for infectious causes or other causes, you know, we may order a cortisol level, right? Just a random cortisol level, ACTH level. And then the inpatient side is going to order some other things which relate to your angiotensin renin system. Does everyone know what that system is, right? That's the one that works with your, works with your kidneys. That helps with volume and it helps with, you know, your blood pressure management. Once you get, you know, your broad workup, probably looking for infection as well, then the question is, how do you manage these people, right? And so management is pretty straightforward in that you just need to be aggressive, right? So if you're concerned about an adrenal crisis, these people need that mineral corticoid and glucocorticoid immediately. And so what's the medicine that we give for this? Do you guys know? So it's hydrocortisone. So you're going to give 100 milligrams of hydrocortisone, right? And this will help. It's a mix, right? So that's got both glucocorticoid and mineral corticoid properties in it. So that should immediately help with blood pressure and some of that blood pressure control. The sodium and hyponatremia will come around as you give the fluids, right? Fluids aren't giving just for volume, but they're given for sodium, and this should self-correct. And this is going to be with normal saline, not with like an isotonic, like half normal. This is going to be just normal saline that we give. Then the other piece is making sure you're looking for the other causes. Most common causes for someone who has chronic adrenal insufficiency to all of a sudden have adrenal crisis is going to be infection, right? So infection. A lot of times it's going to be like a gastro type infection, or it can be something else, but a lot of times it's gastro that tips them over the edge. So at the end of the day, the biggest thing to know is like you've got to remember those symptoms, right? Lethargy, could be altered mental status, fevers, nausea, vomiting, anorexia, and then a blood pressure or other signs on laboratory evaluation, which would be hyperkalemia, hyponatremia, that would point you to that, and then being aggressive and starting them on fluids and giving them that hydrocortisone right away.
We'd like to thank our sponsor, Health One Continental Division, and Swedish Medical Center for their financial contributions to the EMM. Donations from them and listeners like you make it possible for us to fulfill our mission of producing and spreading free medical education to the masses. If you enjoy our show, please consider making a one-time or recurring donation to help cover our operational costs and keep the EMM awesome. Click on the link in our show notes to make a donation. Thank you for listening.